together. Come on.
Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter.
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
For you, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I truly believe that you are rejoicing and be glad in it, amen. My God, is it anyone this morning that understand that, you know what, today I'm gonna walk into my blessing. Today, I'm going to walk into my miracle. Today, I'm not going to only just claim my healing, but I'm going to receive my healing in the natural. Amen. I truly believe that's you. Amen. That you're going to be so determined today that you're going to get ready to walk into your blessings. You're going to walk into your miracle, and you are not going to allow anyone to stop you. Amen. If that's you, amen, I just want to thank God for you getting up this morning, joining in into morning broadcast, amen, with ADM family. I truly believe, amen, that this season or this day or today is your day of new change, amen. How can that happen? Because once you don't put your mind to it and you don't begin to declare and decree in it, amen, and you don't have to worry about who all don't believe in it, amen. You just keep believing within yourself and keep walking, amen, because a good man steps are ordered by who? By the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. We just thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. It is a blessing. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you from Norway, United Kingdom, South Africa, Australia. We just thank God for each and every one of you. And I'm telling you, you better keep on keeping on and keep on pressing on. Amen. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, I just want to speak to someone this morning that are motivated. Amen. Because one thing that I found out, if you don't have some type of motivation for yourself, you'll always wait on somebody else to motivate you. Amen. And that there, my God, is a problem. Amen. You should be already ready to get up, motivated, ready to go. You're just searching and looking. God, I'm motivated. I'm ready to go, but I just need new information, new direction. Show me a new blueprint, God. That's all I need. And that's why you tapped into this morning the right place. Amen. We just want to thank God and lift him up once again and just give him the glory and magnify his holy name. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. We just lift you up and magnify your holy name, and we just thank you. This day, we already claimed that it's blessed. How we claimed it? Because when we woke up, my God, in our right mind, when we opened our eyes, God, and we still giving you the praise, we done claimed this day as a day of blessing. Come on, somebody. Is there anybody this morning done claim this day as a day of blessing? Is there anybody this morning done claim this day the day of victory? Is there anybody this morning done claim this day that me and my house, my God Almighty, we're going to continue to walk into the things of the Lord? Amen. It's just, my God, it's just so good, and it's always good to fellowship with you and you and each and every one of you. Understand this, that your blessing, amen, comes from within. It comes from within yourself. Every miracle that you have, everything that is by God Almighty that God has for you, has come from a place of within. The problem is, are you are searching within or are you searching without? Amen? Amen. I just want to just share a little nugget with you all this morning and just drop something into you this morning. Just want to bless your soul, amen, and keep you going, amen. The problem is, amen, are you searching within or are you searching without? So many people begin to look in a blessed time or begin to walk into a blessed place or consider a blessed place from the search without. And my God, without. Other words, without within your inner self. Other words, that are you looking within your inner self or begin to pull things from your inner self, we begin to search without. We begin to look at other things that is around us, on the outside of us, looking at other people, amen, looking for things that comes from other people. So we begin to determine our blessed life and be determine our walk with God from a place without, amen. We begin to determine our relationship from without, amen. If you ain't rolling with me or you disappointed or somebody done hurt it you, amen, we want to just throw in the towel. We just want to give up. We just want to just say, I just don't feel like pressing on, amen. And so many people don't understand that we have to depress. Doesn't come from the outside, but the press comes from where? The inside, amen. The press or your blessed place doesn't come from the outside. Your blessed place comes from the inside. I felt that, amen. I just want to encourage somebody, because the outside of your life doesn't determine your blessed place. It's the inside of your life is determine your blessed place, amen. The outside, because say whatever they want to say. The outside can feel what they want to feel. The outside could talk about you how they want to talk about you. The outside don't have to have any belief in you. They don't have to have no faith in you. Amen. But where does all that comes from? That comes from where? The inside. The inside of you. This is the place to where I tell an individual, you might as well get sassy with it. Because at the end of the day, your blessed place is not determined of another decision of somebody else. Your blessed place is not determined off of somebody else's thoughts about you. Your blessed place is not determined off of how somebody feel about you. Because at the end of the day, when I walk from within, amen, everything on the outside is just drawn to where I am, having a magnet that is going on in the inside of me. Amen. Can I tell somebody this morning? And just want to encourage you and lift you up this morning to let you know that your blessed place is not coming from the stimulus check. Your blessed place is not coming from what somebody could do for you. Baby, it's already established, because you established your blessed place for what's inside of you. Amen. Have you ever got up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in him? Have you ever spoke and declared over your life that I am blessed? And when you said I am blessed, did you refer to you, or you was referring to everybody else? Amen. I love it. Everybody else. Amen. I'm pretty sure when you said, I am blessed, you were referring to who? Yourself. When did you determine that you said, I am healed? I'm pretty sure when you said, I am healed, you was referring that to who? Yourself. When you said that I'm going to walk into the blessing of the Lord, you was referring that to who? You was referring that to who? Yourself. So baby, I'm telling you right now, I just want you to take a step back and to realize that the blessings that my God is determined on your life, it came from a place of within. It came from a place that you declaring. It came from a place that you spoke over yourself. It came from a place, listen, I could speak over you all day long, Somebody else can speak over you all day long. You can flip the TV and find you another evangelist to speak over you all day long. But, baby, let me tell you something. I'm telling you, until you can speak over yourself and believe it, you want to see the power of prophecy. You want to see the power of prophetic. You go ahead and speak over yourself, and you be crazy enough to believe what you told yourself. Amen. Can somebody just take a stand this morning and take a pause this morning and just go ahead and speak over the day, speak over yourself? Don't you worry about anybody else trying to speak to you. I know you got some messages that you don't wrote down in your Bible. You don't wrote down in a note that somebody else spoke to you. This apostle said that. But baby, I want you to know something, that the true power of the prophetic, the true power of prophecy in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, where the Bible begins to declare about the signs of the Holy Ghost begin to come upon you, and one of the signs is prophecy. Amen. I dare somebody this morning begin to speak over their self and tell their self, now listen, I understand I got prayer partners. I understand I got families. I understand that I got friends, but this is the day where I'm finna speak over myself and tell myself that I'm gonna be the head of the line. I'm not gonna wait on the pastor. I'm not gonna wait on the bishop to tell me where I should be positioned in the first place. Is there anybody this morning believe that the blessings of the Lord is coming from a place of within? Hallelujah. Somebody help me this morning. Amen. Do you truly believe that the blessing come from, or you truly believe that somebody brought you your blessing, somebody giving your blessing? My God Almighty, I thank God for whoever been a blessing to me in my life. Amen. But guess what? It came from within. It's a law of attraction. My God, I attracted that, because whatever you got within, that's whatever you're going to be able to attract. Amen. So that's why you don't get up and be with all this complaining. You don't worry about the naysayer. You don't worry about how they feel about you. You don't worry about what they're thinking about you. You don't worry about how they, my God, they determine. Because, baby, can I get real down with you? Amen. Can I get real with everybody? Because at the end of the day, I always use this phrase. When you got to go home, you got to go home to yourself. You got to go and pay your own bills. When you put on your clothes, you put on your clothes one pants leg at a time. Amen. You put it on yourself. You got to feed yourself. You got to make sure shelter is coming into your own life. You got to make sure financial stability is coming into who life? Into your own life. So at the end of the day, if your naysayers is not being a help to you to promote you, baby, I'm telling you, they don't add no value to your life. So where the blessings coming from? The blessings of the Lord is coming from within. I dare you this morning, just take a pause this morning and just declare in the decree that this is the day not only that the Lord has made, but I declare and decree that this is the day that I'm going to walk into my full blessing. This is the day that I'm not going to let negative words and let loud people that, my God, that I discern that feel some type of way talking about me. It's going to determine, my God, the reality of the blessings that are going to come in my life. Somebody need to get mad with this thing and say, I don't work too hard. I don't push too hard. I don't came too far to throw in the towel, to give up and not believe that my life cannot be changed in the name of Jesus. The blessings come from within. So many people determine their life walk off of opportunities that other people can make. Offer opportunities that other people could give. Well, God says, I gave you the ability to get what? To get wealth. Y'all hear me this morning. He said, I gave you the ability to get wealth. Other words, I gave you the ability, my God, to walk into and create opportunities because the favor that is on your life. I gave you the ability. Amen. My God, see, this is where you have to get personal. So many of us church folks, and I understand your good deeds, and I understand that I just don't want to seem like I'm selfish. I understand. Say, I got a problem with that, because, my God, God, when you start putting your prayer life or you start putting your prayer request in somebody else's hand, amen, and allowing somebody else to dictate to you about your prayer life, my God, I got a problem with that. I just believe that the saints of God should take, my God, their own prayer life in consideration, amen, because why is that? Nobody can pray like you, pray for you like you. I'm going to tell you that again. Nobody cannot pray for you like you. I could care less if they the greatest intercessor in the world. Baby, they can't pray like you. They can't pray for you like you could pray for yourself. Can I say that again? I don't care if this is the pastor, my God, that you're listening to. I cannot pray for you like you can pray for yourself. So the greatest intercessor is not ones that is looked up by thousands of people. The greatest intercessor that believe in the word of God for their life. Y'all about to hear me. That believe, my God, into the things of God that they speak out of their mouth. Baby, you can pray for yourself because you know yourself walk better than anybody else. You know what you're going through better than anybody else. So guess where the blessings coming from again? The blessings of the Lord is coming from within. It's coming from within. It's coming from within. Amen. Everything that comes from you on the outside, from the outside, is a attraction, is what's coming from within. Well, Pastor, it's kind of difficult for me to wrap my head around that because I got a lot of chaos that was coming into my life. Well, if chaos was coming into your life and you don't have chaos in you, but you have the Spirit of the Lord in you, Scripture declares that when the enemy comes in, y'all about to hear me this morning, is there anybody there this morning? Amen. Scripture declares when the enemy comes in, like a what? Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Lift up the standard against who? The enemy. So other words, my God Almighty, I have a standard, my God, that is enemy. So other words, the enemy going to be able, watch this. Now watch this, y'all. The enemy is able to get so far. The enemy is able to come so far. But after a while, the standard will lift up. Other words, the blocker will lift up. A wall will lift up to let the enemy know that we draw the line here. You don't go no further. It's it right here. See, so many people don't wait for the standard of the Lord to lift up and provide a blocker before you. We get caught up into the chaos. Amen? Understand this. God already made a way. I feel like I'm talking to somebody this morning. God already made a way out for you to escape. And some of you, you don't have no reason to escape because you out of the reach of the enemy. See, the thing about it is when we see turmoil or we see chaos, we don't understand that what's going to get ready to come out of us is going to get ready to block all of that negativity that is going on around us. See, you got to believe what's in you. Amen. So many people want to believe on what's out of them and where you are not really believing what's in you. Pastor, break it down a little bit further. I'm glad you asked. Amen. So many people, they believe, my God, what the Bible says, and it's not nothing wrong believing with the Bible. Absolutely, you should believe what the Bible says. But when it's not in you, I'm going to say that again. When it's not in you, but you just believe what's on the outside of you, it cannot do anything for you. It's only when it gets in you that it's going to be able, my God Almighty, to be a blessing to who? It be a blessing to you. Amen. I truly believe that you're going to begin to walk into the things of God. Understand this. You got to go and take this season. And when we say take this season by force, we're not talking about take it for somebody else. Because at the end of the day, they got to work and get their own blessing like you got to work as well. God don't make provision for everybody. God don't make blessings for who? Everybody. God don't make things for who? Everybody. So everybody has an opportunity to walk into the things of God that they that they feel pleased to walk in. But you got to pull from what's in into you, amen. What's in you is going to come out of you, amen. Some of you need to pull that warrior out, my God Almighty, that is in you. You need to stop running and retreating, and because things are starting to get a little tight, pressure's starting to come on, you got problems over here, this flaring up over there, baby, you got to pull that warrior out of you, amen, and just go ahead and take a stand. And what that warrior I'm talking about, I'm talking about that warrior, you don't have to do nothing but just look pretty. I'm talking about that warrior that the Bible talks about in the book of Ephesians, amen, putting on the whole armor of God. It didn't tell you to fight, it just told you to stand there. Stand, my brother, stand, my sister. You better put on that warrior and look good, because watch this, you could quote the scripture all day, but if it's not in you, nothing is able to come out of you when it's time for it to come out of you. Watch this. My God, I'm trying to calm myself down because I feel like screaming, hollering, and running. My God, watch this. Seed time and harvest. Many people have a problem with that, and I can't blame them. Amen? I cannot blame you, and I'm not going to go into the list. Amen? But seed time and harvest, once it's applied the correct way. Seed time and harvest don't have it don't have everything to do with just finances, amen. It could deal with your joy. It could deal with your peace. It could deal with you just studying the word of God. It could deal with you just giving God some praise. Seed time and harvest. What is a seed? A seed is just a little bit of plant. This seed is a blessing for what's to come. Amen. It's a blessing for what's to come. It's just a seed that's going to go into the ground or go into your life or what you planting. And this is an opportunity or something going to manifest or what's to come. Time. It's in the timing of the seed to mature. So it's your job to watch over the seed. It's your job to watch over what you plant, my God, until it what? Grows and mature. So what are you saying, Pastor? Baby, if you planted peace, it's your job to watch your peace. If you planted happiness, it's your job to watch your what? Watch your happiness. Amen? My God, you might not get it back right away. See, this is where the problem of the disconnect comes in with the church. We want everything instantly. Baby, let me tell you something. You might not get it back right away, but long as you keep watching it, long as you keep looking over it, long as you don't allow anything to come in your life to jeopardize that peace, jeopardize that joy, jeopardize that happiness, you got to let that plant mature. And once that plant begins to mature, the Bible call it harvest. It's time to harvest. What are you harvest? Baby, I'm harvesting peace. I'm harvesting joy. Why you need to harvest that? Brother, let me tell you something. Winter is coming, and when, my God, the cold comes in or when the drought comes in, I'm not going to be able to work, but I'm going to have to depend on what's in my house. That's why I use the phrase, for me in my house, I feel that preacher man right there. For me in my house, we're going to do what? Serve the Lord. Is there anybody this morning could declare and decree that for you and your house, you're going to do what? Serve the Lord. Watch this, y'all. I'm about done. I'm about to say good morning. God bless you. Go and get your coffee. I'm done. Watch this. Imagine you live a life of planting. You live a life. It's four seasons. You got winter, you got spring, you got summer, you got fall. Imagine you plant a seed in each season. You plant a seed in winter, you plant a seed in spring, you plant a seed in fall, you plant a seed in summertime. Imagine you plant seeds in every season. Okay, imagine it takes 1 year for that seed to overturn your harvest. So this year, watch this, or last year, you planted seeds in every month and every season. So this year, what should you begin blessed with? You should begin blessed with a harvest. My God, what is the keyboard player at right there? You should begin blessed with a harvest every what? Every season. Other words, if regardless of what season it is, I'm still blessed. Can I talk to somebody before I leave this morning and just want to encourage you? Baby, the blessings come from within. It doesn't matter. Is there anybody, my God, in 2020, you done declared all types of months, all types of days that I'm going to trust in the Lord? Is there anybody this, my God, or my, even in this year, you don't declare that regardless of what's going on, they could furlough me, they could let, my God, they could lay me off. At the end of the day, I'm still blessed. Is there anybody declare at the end of the day, my body might not be rocking right, my body might not be, my God, acting right, but at the end of the day, I still believe in my healing. I still gonna walk by faith and not by sight. Can I tell you something? Now you're gonna walk into a blessing that nobody cannot dictate to you during the winter time. Ain't nobody gonna be able to dictate to you during the summertime, nor the fall, nor the spring. Why? Because at the end of the day, I don't put something in the ground. I didn't allow things to defeat me. I overcome. The Bible says I'm more than a conqueror. Is there anybody this morning, you could declare and decree that I'm more than a conqueror? I dare somebody need to look yourself up in a mirror and say, what in the world I'm doing here? Get yourself right. Get yourself in order. Get yourself up. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. And for me and my house, we're going to be blessed. I declare and decree that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will prophetically shift you back into your walk, prophetically shift you back into your blessing, prophetically shift you back into your worship. Somebody need to declare and decree, I refuse to allow circumstances stop me from praying, stop me from worship. I refuse to allow issues stop me from looking, walking right with God. I'm declaring and decreeing that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will, is anybody got an hour on that thing, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Your blessings come from a place of within. So many people determine their blessed place of what somebody could give to them. Don't determine your blessed place of what somebody could give to you. Because if that person does not, or people or jobs or different areas, if it does not determine that you should have it, regardless if it's fair or unfair, guess what? You put your life, your financial life, you put your stability in somebody else's hand. Understand this, that your life lining up and you dealing with different areas that is in your life, it's not for the people. It's going to be people, or it's going to be relationship going to benefit from who you are. But in reality, it's not for them. It's for who? It's for yourself. Because at the end of the day, everybody that is listening, thousands all over the world, you could testify that when I needed someone, I look around. Like the songwriter said, I couldn't find nobody. I look high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody great. Nobody but who? The Lord. So you got to be determined. You got to be radical. And you have to be unapologetic. Don't be apologized for the things that you're going to achieve in your life. Don't apologize for who you are. Don't apologize because you telling somebody that you've been a safety net, or you've been crippling that person for so long, you telling them, now it's time for you to walk. Now it's time for you to walk. I got to make sure my own life is intact. I got to make sure my own things are intact. Don't you apologize for that, because a true relationship, a true friendship, or anybody that is true in your life, they do not cherish off of what they could get or receive from you. Y'all about to hear me, amen? They cherish off of who you are, and because they just love you as a person. You don't be apologized. I declare and decree that this morning that many of you are going to get up and you're going to continue to walk with no apologies. You're going to begin to speak more things over your life more than ever. Not only are you going to speak it, but you're going to believe everything that's going to come out of your mouth. If you call yourself blessed, you're going to believe it. Not only are you going to believe it, you're going to believe it so hard till your body going to go through a transformation without you even recognizing that you're going through a transformation. transformation into that blessing, transformation into that healing, transformation into that place, my God, that you are declaring and decreeing out of your mouth. I declare and decree that you're going to watch, you're going to see the powerful prophetic going to come and manifest out of who? Out of you. The words that are in your mouth are powerful. The words that you say over your life are powerful. And the words that lines up with the will of God, even, my God, powerful. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Well, I just want to stop in and just drop y'all a couple of nuggets. Just try to be a blessing to each and every one of you. Please drop back in tomorrow. I don't know what God going to say or help us with. But he just want to let you know this morning that you got to pull deep. If you want something to happen, it's coming. It's going to happen from within you. If you need something to manifest, it's going to manifest within you. Some of you all need to get out of your situation, get out of your issues, and understand that the issue is going to be there to overtake you. They're going to be there to slow you down. They're going to be there to try to stop you. But what do you have inside of you? You have a will to fight? You have a will to give it all to the Lord? Or you just have a will to just lay there and just keep hollering on, keep saying whatever you got to say? The truth is up to you. The blessings is up to you. And what you want to receive is up to who? It's up to you. So this time, amen, for we can continue to be a blessing to you. Just call back in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all of you.